Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the memorial to the 8 Jesuit martyrs of North America, St. John de Brebeuf, St. Isaac Jogues, and companions. Truly, this is one of the most heroic of all missionary groups that in the annals of the church. But it also is typical of what we see has happened to missionaries throughout the history of the church. But especially because it's so current to us, it's only a few centuries away in the same land in which we live, we understand it a little bit. And we've read many stories about the noble savage and the Indians and so on, the noble redskin and so forth. But as we see from the lives of these Jesuit martyrs, it wasn't that way. It's a society, it's a civilization. The Indian nations show what happens to a society without God. Without God, we're plagued with all kinds of ideas, which, of course, we unaided by human help from divine revelation, the devil always gets in there and in many ways influences the society. In this case, especially with the Indians, they had some very strange practices, and of course there was no love among them. They were always on the warpath, killing one another. And as one of them says, the more killing they did, the more they enjoyed it. It sort of whetted their appetite. And of course, the tomahawk was the means of killing their enemies, plunging the tomahawk into their heads like they did with some of the missionaries. So it was very, very difficult. And especially difficult for the French missionaries from France. France, one of the most cultured of countries, with the most cultured civilization and a very cultured language. They take their pride in their language, and so, as you know, when they had to evangelize among the Indians' language was just so difficult for them, very different in their way they spoke. They had a very high-pitched voice. There was no alphabet, there's no words, so they had to learn it themselves. St. John de Brebeuf, did an unbelievable job to make a dictionary of the Indian language. And they had to evangelize, not knowing the language, in people who were very difficult with their customs, which were entrenched among them. Many of these customs were sinful, like polygamy, and like various other customs where they would eat the flesh of the people they conquered, and take concubine and all that. So it was certainly a decadent culture, and they didn't want to hear anything of the renunciation that the Christian faith demands. And so the black robes were not really received so well, and they all were superstitious. They were urged on by the medicine men, who told them that the black robes were responsible for plagues, for death, for war, for famine, for everything caused with the black robes. And only through time and patience and heroic virtue were they able to make any inroads. Even that, towards the end of their lives, they were all martyred by the Iroquois, especially Iroquois Indians. They mostly worked among the Hurons, who were a little bit more docile, had settlements, but then the Iroquois would come and destroy the settlements and kill the missionaries. St. Isaac Jogues did work among the Mohawks, which were one of the tribes of the Iroquois, and had to settle in their long houses, which were almost impossible to live for a white man. Long houses, maybe 40, 50 long, feet long, the whole tribe in the house, no sanitary conditions, no air, just the warmth of the fire and the smells of everybody and the dogs and the animals and everything else. It was just impossible. And this is how we had to live. And one of the things that they did to St. Isaac Jogues as a punishment, they would have the children chew off his hands. So St. Isaac Jogues had to get a special dispensation when he went back to France after escaping to get his say Mass. He came back a third time to France, to New France, to the Indian country, to accept the martyrdom that was promised him, of course. That's the eventual condition that they would all have. They all knew they were going to be martyred. And this is, again, another heroic example of what they did. And the Indians admired St. John de Brebeuf so much that when they did kill him, they drank the blood from his heart because they wanted to take some of his spirit. You wonder why that they didn't, when they saw how good the Indians, the black robes were, they didn't convert. Well, it shows the influence of the paganism and the witch doctors and so on. There were some inroads, there were some, especially among the Hurons, who became holy people, and we know we're going to have the canonization of Kateri Tekawitha, who was an Indian of this time, in this era, who became a very holy woman. So we see here a land of great suffering that these missionaries had to go through, and romanticize what they do. We think it's so wonderful and so romantic when you go into the lands, but it wasn't. It was hard work and difficult and demanded heroic sacrifices, for which these eight men, John de Brebeuf, St. Isaac Jogues, gave their lives so that these nations would know about the truth of God. Although they didn't have great success, they did baptize many who were dying, many of the children who were brought up in the area. They had hoped that the children would be the hope of the future, and so on. They did test the Indians because they knew that they were so hard-hearted. They wouldn't baptize them until they were sure that they knew the faith and would persevere. So it was a very difficult mission, the North American Indian missions. And we know from the annals, from the Jesuit relations, the heroic work of these men. Tremendous. And in a way, when the Jesuits would found a mission, they would write back their experiences, which they would send back to France in the Jesuit relations. And all of France was fired up, in a way, to go to North America because of the work that was there. Who could expect that in a land far across the sea that there'd be thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have never heard about Christ? So this was a wonderful thing. And the blood of the martyrs, even though they were not successful, the eight North American martyrs, their blood certainly helped develop this land and opened it up for the many Indians who did come to the faith. We'll only know in eternity the good that they did. Right now, of course, we can only speculate. But there was much good. And these men were truly heroic. Men that we should learn from and men that we should admire and imitate and live a life of penance and sacrifice when things aren't so easy for us, because they had tremendous sufferings, heat and cold and snow and ice, and of course the terrible punishments and persecutions that they received from the Indians. So let us pray for missionaries, and let us pray that these many people under the influence of paganism and the devil would get the truth of the gospel. This is why Our Lady wants us to pray and sacrifice, and she asked us to come when she came to Fatima to pray and sacrifice, because she says many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So let us do that. And remember the great work of these Jesuit martyrs for the evangelization of the church. May the Lord bless you. Oh,